This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The first rounds of the U.S.'s newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday. The 184,000 vials are being supercooled and will be sent via rapid air freight to regional hubs across the country. The commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn, told media network CNN people will start receiving the shot, quote, very expeditiously, hopefully Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be at the front of the line to receive the first round of the 2.9 million doses. They come at a time when cases are surging in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day, one of the lowest one-day death counts in a month. The latest deaths pushed Italy's official total up to 64,520, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins. Brexit negotiations will continue past Sunday. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. Both British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed there was too much at stake in reaching a deal to end talks. At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. This is